Former President Jimmy Carter first proclaimed June Black Music Month in 1979. 32 years later, the tradition continues. On May 31st, President Barack Obama proclaimed via an official release that June shall be recognized as African American Music Appreciation Month, during which we can, quote, honor the rich musical traditions of African American musicians and their gifts to our country and our world. Rogers Little Theater is celebrating the occasion by partnering with NWA Events Unlimited to present Black Music Month Celebration 2011. Richard Dean Prudenti, RLT president, is pleased with the collaboration.
This is a perfect partnership because what Rogers Little Theater wants to accomplish in the community fits with the vision that Gwen Kelly and Northwest Arkansas Events Unlimited has. We want to develop our community. And we have been wanting an opportunity to have a program that fits what we call community development and programming. This was by coincidence, coinciding with one of our committees that is focused on bridging between the stage and what's outside the theater and making a connection to new audiences. So what we do is more than just entertainment. It is building understanding, community, and fostering relationships.
Gwen Kelly from NWA Events Unlimited explains that she has been helping organize events to celebrate Black Music Month during the last few years. She says they have received some favorable feedback and says when she approached Rogers Little Theater about working on this year's commemoration, they graciously embraced the idea. The celebration will feature three events beginning with a concert on June 23rd.
In partnership with First United Methodist Church of Rogers, there's going to be a gospel jazz concert. Here's a focus that we've had NWA Events Unlimited this year, kind of having a focus on where the collision or mashup, if you will, of gospel and jazz occurs. And we know that a lot of prominent artists who are in the secular world today, you know, they kind of got their start singing gospel in their home churches, etc. So it's going to be a delightful evening of listening to how jazz and gospel comes together, and there'll be some great songs. One of the groups that will be performing will be a local Fayetteville group called Black Pearl and Friends, and they have a very strong following here in Northwest Arkansas. And then our very own Arkansas Gospel Mass Choir will also be performing as well, too. They are a choir that was founded about 6 years ago here in Northwest Arkansas. They released their first CD about 2 years ago. They charted on Billboard, on the gospel charts, making it up to number 5 with their first CD. And just recently, this spring, released their second CD, and that's doing very well on the charts as well.
Movie Musical Night will be June 24th and will feature a screening of the film The Wiz at Victory Theater. Chicago-based film critic Reggie Ponder will be on hand to deliver a lecture prior to the screening. The celebration will wrap up on June 25th with Driving Miss Daisy, the musical event, which will feature performances by Felicia Hamilton and Justin Stewart, a local actor who portrayed the character Hoke during RLT's recent production of Driving Miss Daisy.
Understanding the time period that Driving Miss Daisy takes place, which is roughly about 1948 through 1973, when you think about the musical library, if you will, or the richness of the American songbook from that time period, and then what was happening in our country during that time, and to showcase that against the music and particularly of music that was performed by African-American artists of the day, which was really, even though they were African-American, it really is everyone's music. And we know that you go from the historical time period of, you know, the civil rights era and some of the music of that time period up through, you know, the early rock and roll period up through the 1970s where we're on the cusp of disco, if you will. I don't know if we'll see any disco in Driving Miss Daisy at all, but some of the music from that time period really matches various scenes of the show, and I'm excited what the team here at Rogers Little Theater, how they're going to showcase that music. So I'm very grateful for them just picking up on that little germ of an idea that we brought to them.
An all-events pass is available for $25. Tickets to each individual event are available as well, and a portion of proceeds will benefit the theater.
Net proceeds from this partnership will go back to Rogers Little Theater, our new youth enrichment series. And that includes summer camps, intercession camps, classes, and a full-fledged children's musical, Oliver, in May 2012. As part of our community development and programming initiative, we are focusing on youth, and so that our programming goes beyond production, but also is very educational. And so Gwen Kelly is very supportive of this initiative and has earmarked a lot of
net proceeds to benefit, you know, this is the wonderful work of Rogers Little Theater and for the community. And we know that investment in the youth of our community is so very important. And the teaching of culture and the sharing of culture is very important. So we're very pleased to be to contribute just a small part to encourage the work of Rogers Little Theater.
More information can be found at rogerslittletheater.org or 631-8988. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.